We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Speaking of Dorian, the man of the hour, always when there's a big storm headed our way, Andrew Frieden, our meteorologist at NBC 12, is live with us now. Good morning to you, Andrew. You'd have no idea if you stepped out that there was any trouble here brewing.
It's going to be pretty nice for us for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
So really, really, and I think at this point we have a very high level of confidence in the forecast track.
Okay.
That the storm, you know, the center of the storm's not coming up here into central Virginia, but it's going to be calm and sort of like, you know, nice, a little bit humid today and tomorrow before we think we start to feel some impacts as we head into later Thursday night and Friday morning.
And I'm looking at the map right now. This storm is sparing much of Florida, right? Certainly not what we thought it might be a couple of days ago.
Yeah, Florida was in the cone of concern, and there was even a threat of landfall. They had the center of the cone going over the Atlantic coast of Florida, but there's very, very low chance that the center of the storm makes landfall Florida or Georgia.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they're not going to get some effects. The storm will actually kind of widen a little bit. It's real small in terms of how much area it covers.
Right.
And so they'll probably get tropical storm force winds in spots along the coast of Florida. They're going to get a couple 2 to 4 feet of storm surge, and they're going to get some rain. But I think you said dodging the bullet. I would think that's how they would view it in Florida, as you know, just 50 miles farther west would have been a real big problem
for
them.
Yeah. All right. So as Dorian moves up the coast, a lot of folks in Richmond have family and property down in North Carolina and you know, the environs. What do you think the situation will be there?
So they've got the cone of, you know, the projection cone goes right over the Outer Banks. Now, if I had to pick where the center was going to go, I would say it would stay just offshore, but it's a little bit too early to be confident in that. So you have to kind of act and prepare as if you'd get a category 1 or 2 kind of racing across the Outer Banks, you know, from Hatterson up toward Kill Devil Hills. They're in that concern. So hurricane conditions are possible late Thursday, early Friday on the Outer Banks. Now there's really one good thing about this, in that instead of parking itself there, like, you know, a lot of recent storms have, and this one is doing in the Bahamas, once it starts to move, I mean, it's going to move. So it's not going to be a long duration event for either Eastern North Carolina or for us.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good news. And I'm looking at your updated forecast. Do you actually have Saturday as sunny here in Richmond? If we can get through Thursday and Friday, we're good?
I think there may be some areas that Friday late afternoon get some sun. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a cold front that in a little trough of cool, dry air that's going to sweep this thing out of here. And it'll actually be refreshing, like a really good weather weekend coming up.
Wow.
With lots of sunshine, low humidity. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great sort of late summer, early fall weekend. Our concern is just basically late Thursday and through maybe midday or early afternoon on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to jinx it by breathing a sigh of relief too soon. And certainly the folks in the Bahamas, what do you think has happened there? I have not been to the Bahamas, but a lot of Richmonders are frequent visitors to Atlantis, you know, that big pink building with the archway. Would a building like that survive?
I'm sure they built that. Your friends who visited will tell you they spent a lot of money on that thing.
Right. Yeah.
I think that one's probably built to withstand it, but that's also way far south of where the worst impacts were.
I see.
So basically the northern islands, one of them is called Abaco Island, mm-hmm. and then Grand Bahama Island. It's been sitting on top of Grand Bahama Island. It's been actually sort of horrific to watch it. It's a category 5, 4, 3 for 24 hours, not moving, right on top of the same spot.
Yeah.
And so I would imagine that there's going to be just sort of utter devastation on that island, which is called Grand Bahama Island, and there's a city of Freeport there. And I actually posted on my Facebook page. People can find it if they search Andrew Freed and NBC 12. It was a woman who's in Chesterfield, Tanisha Johnson, whose family is there. She's got some family there, and they posted a video, one of her cousins from inside the house. You know, water's almost up to the front door. It's just filling the house with water. I mean, I can only, I just think it's going to be years to recover, again, on those northern islands in the Bahamas.
Well, that's devastating. I'm sorry that they're going through it.
Really bad. Hey, John, quick note. So, again, I think the concern for us in Richmond, like, I don't, like, we've got a rain forecast of a quarter of an inch to an inch, something like that. Mm-hmm. 4 to 7 inches down at the beach, so they could have some flooding concerns there. And then if you're sort of in between Richmond and the beach, Williamsburg, Prince George, better chance at maybe some, you know, flooding rain, 2 to 3 inches. But we've got the, you know, our biggest concern is that Thursday night, early Friday, that we might get, although sustained winds will probably only be about 20 miles an hour,
right?
We could get winds that gust to 40 miles an hour plus for a while, depending on how the storm develops. So it's not sort of, you know, we're all going to lose power, but, you know, there may be some power outages if this storm kind of develops like we think. And, you know, it's a little bit early for a lot of confidence on that. But the big wind potential in terms of some strong wind gusts that could take down some trees and then impact, you know, power and travel and all that, that's something that we're watching closely for, again, sort of Thursday night and through maybe midday Friday.
All right. Well, you've given us the warning. Hopefully everything will be great. Andrew Frieden, our NBC 12 meteorologist, always appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.